Welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is 1 Peter 1, the verses 1 to 5. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. My theme for reflection is the unshakable hope in a shaken world. The unshakable hope in a shaken world. In a world frequently rocked by turmoil, tragedy, and despair, the message of 1 Peter 1, 1-5 emerges as a light of hope. Amid the persistent bad news that dominates our headlines, from conflicts across the globe to moral and social upheaval within our own communities, it is easy to become discouraged and afraid. Yet for believers in Jesus Christ, there exists a profound reason for hope that transcends the immediate distresses of our time. This is the essence of Peter's message to the scattered and suffering believers of his day, and it resonates just as powerfully for us now. The Apostle Peter writes to a community of believers who are well acquainted with suffering and persecution. They are strangers in a foreign land, scattered and marginalized. However, Peter's words are not of despair, but of encouragement and affirmation of their identity and hope in Christ. He reminds them and us that we have been born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This hope is not a fleeting or baseless optimism, but a confident assurance in what God has promised: eternal life, an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. My dear friends, our hope is anchored in the reality of Christ's resurrection, which assures us of our future resurrection and eternal inheritance. It is a hope that sustains us through the darkest nights, the most uncertain times. It is a hope that is alive, active, and transformative. This hope is not just for the future. It shapes how we live in the present. It calls us to live holy lives, set apart for God's purposes, and to endure trials with a perspective that is eternal rather than temporal. In the light of this hope, Peter's message to believers and to us is clear. We are to rejoice, even in the midst of suffering. This rejoicing is not a denial of pain or difficulty, but a declaration that our circumstances do not define us. Our identity and destiny are secure in Christ. We are chosen, we are called, and we are cleansed by God's grace, saved not because of anything we have done, but because of his mercy and love. Peter's encouragement to the early Christians serves as a timely reminder for us today. Amidst the chaos and confusion of our world, our hope in Christ remains unshakable. Let us then live as people of hope, rejoicing not because our circumstances are always favorable, but because our God is always faithful. there are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ influence your perspective on the trials and tribulations you face in your life? Number two, in what practical ways can you demonstrate this unshakable hope to those around you who may be struggling with despair or hopelessness? Heavenly Father, in a world that often feels overwhelmed by darkness, help us to hold fast to the living hope we have in Jesus Christ. Thank you for the assurance of an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for us. May your Holy Spirit empower us to live in the light of this hope, radiating your love and grace to those around us. In our moments of doubt and despair, remind us that we are your chosen people, called and cleansed by your grace. Let us rejoice in our salvation, not as an escape from reality, but as a testament to your goodness and faithfulness. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.